Calling all lovers of mystery and fans of a good story. If you haven't already heard me talk about June's journey, you're in for a treat. It's time to don your detective hat in this free hidden object mobile game that delves into the captivating journey of June Parker, a self-proclaimed detective on a quest to unravel the mystery surrounding her sister's untimely death. In June's journey, you get to play as June, deciphering clues and unveiling secret plots within thousands of beautifully illustrated scenes. And did I mention it's set in the glitzy 1920s? New chapters are added weekly, so you will never run out of new thrills to uncover, and you can also personalize and decorate your very own Orchid Island where the story takes place. How sharp are your detective skills? Find out when you download June's Journey on your Android or iOS device, or play online via Facebook Games. Your detective journey awaits.
Hey there, it's Rachel Ballinger, and I am thrilled to invite you to Rachel Uncensored, my podcast where I get real with my friends and celebrity guests, where we talk about all sorts of topics. From personal stories to hot button issues, we cover it all. New episodes drop every Wednesday, so make sure you tune in on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. Trust me, you won't want to miss out on the fun and candid conversations we have here on Rachel Uncensored.
Welcome back, students, to the Lucky Die. Previously, Laffian wants to teach, Rao hides something in the stalking plane, Squash gives an autograph, and Zoltana offers Appella a deal. As Squash sets himself the task of learning magic, Comind finds the heroes information on where Ogma's library is. With the heroes looking for more information on Geatar, Laffian meets with the new leader of the Witches' Society, and Zoltana meets up with the leader of the Dawn. How long would it take Squash to learn magic? Who is the new leader of the Witcher Society? And where did the hole made by Caden's resurrection appear? I guess we're about to find out. Welcome back to the Lucky Die.
Are sitting in front of, or standing, you're in the tent with the old man who has just put his sticks on the table.
Get her.
What? Yeah, I do want to know about it.
Well, Geatar is said to... Geatar was, according to fable, a place where the first sentinel ever laid his feet. He arrived and built the world from that point. It is said there that you can look into the very fabric of our reality. See how it is all made. There were a race of people who lived there. I don't know if they still even exist. I have walked through many planes. I have visited many things in my time. Both with my physical eyes and with my astral ones. Geatar remains a mystery. You cannot go there. But people, mostly sailors, have accidentally ended up on those shores.
Eh.
Many, many thousands of years ago, there was a treaty between the rest of the world and with Geatar. To exchange magical knowledge, back when magic was nothing but sacrifice. We have since learned, negotiated is a better phrase, that we use components instead of changing the world with pieces of ourselves. Some magic still operates in the old way. Geerta, the people there, the first people, they helped us with knowledge. We would exchange things that we have here on the rest of the world with the knowledge that Geerta could give. After the fight with the Dracolich, Geerta closed off its borders and would not formally accept anybody else upon their land. Those who have gotten lost there and have made their way back speak that the people are kind, understanding, but they do not accept people who are not supposed to be there. If you are supposed to be there, they would be most welcoming, I would understand. But if you are not, you'll find a warm smile but a closed door.
Do you know any living people that have come across the shores? We kind of have to go there.
As it happens, yes, I do. She is a very famous captain of her boat, her ship. People don't like me using boats. Her name is Narissa Shadowfist.
Wait.
What?
The
Arch.
You know what you did.
I don't have any idea what you're talking about, Arch. I don't know how to get hold of her myself, but should you travel to some of the more nefarious areas of Discora, you might find a contact for her. Like where?
Kuzak is one such example.
Okay. That's very helpful. Let me sit up straight, sorry.
Stop slouching in your chair, young man.
I'm
older
than
for your elders.
How old are you, 23?
I am 31.
Oh.
This is what excessive planeswalking and magic does to you. Funny only to me. Yeah, he looks over at you expectantly. What is it that you're phrasing?
Thank you very much. That's very important information for us. Narissa Shadowfist. All right. Back to Cusack. Great. I think that's everything we need, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Raw kind of shrugs. Sounds like a start.
And I think we should go meet up with Balance and figure out what to do next.
All right.
Well, I'm not going to be here much longer. I've got places to move on myself. So, but if you need me, ask a mage to get hold of Popoto here. And if you don't mind, Popoto, and he shakes his head, he doesn't mind.
I'm sorry.
We can set up a relay between them.
The planeswalker's name is Popoto.
Popoto.
God damn it!
Popoto.
Emily!
I love you.
She knew it was going to torment me when it came up.
I'm glad to have helped, Emily. You're welcome.
Fucking Popotos.
Squash looks over to Opella. I'm just like, If you guys are going to be moving, how are you keeping him safe?
Give us the room, folks. Popoto, there's someone in the back who needs your assistance. And when you're done with him, kick him out. And the old guy picks up his sticks and heads towards the back of the tent. The room is cleared. And she says, my people are looking into a way to store them. It's got to be kept under guard, which is a nuisance. But hopefully where we're going to put him means that we won't have to worry as much. I can't keep them with me.
Of course not. Nobody would want to be around him.
Interesting fellow. Let me put it like that.
You've been talking to him?
Of course.
Why? He only lies.
If he only lies, everything he says are things we know we can avoid. However, we can always have things looked at and researched. Even a lie tells us information.
You should not be talking to him. He is... anything he says because he knows it will hurt us. He is...
everything he says is self-serving. I know this. But with time and patience, you can learn things, even from people like him. I've had time. And I've got people I trust that continue to have time. But once they are sealed away, they'll only have time on their own. I'm sorry, but I don't share your opinion that you can't talk to him.
Thank you for your assistance, Your Highness.
You're welcome.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you for coming to me and talking to me about all this. I appreciate knowing what's going on. The other one, the Laffian. I assume after everything that happened, he's all right?
He survived.
Yeah.
That's good.
It is.
I don't appreciate his position, but he's all right. It's good to know.
He's more than all right. He didn't choose the blood he was born with.
That is true.
He was given a fool. What game do you guys play in this world? Go fish?
Go fish, yeah.
I can't work on an analogy
only
to that.
Only go fish. Yeah.
he was given a perfect hand, and he's using it. Not because he doesn't care about the people who didn't draw a full hand, but because he believes it's the right thing to do.
I know. I understand his position, I do. And I'm glad he's all right. Well, I guess you got a trip ahead of you, huh?
A long one. Safe travels.
You too. Good luck.
Same.
And Appella stands up, and the remaining bodyguard that isn't with the old man and the old man at the back of the tent gestures for you all to leave.
We leave.
Wrong waves.
Appella kind of like does like the half wave where she opens her hand a little and just kind of halfway. She doesn't really know what to do with Raul.
No.
Nobody knows what to do with Raul.
Raul's
that's a
death row deer.
Correct.
That's amazing. you idiots.
You can't touch me. I'm political now.
Oh boy.
I'm so tempted for Squash to shout as he's leaving, stay safe, Lindrin. You still have to sign the paperwork. I'm so tempted, but I don't think Squash would do that.
Bye, Lindrin.
I wish you would.
Sultana just goes into a rage.
Divinery.
Roll for initiative.
Rage right there on the table. Okay. All right. Y'all can make your way back to the others. It's very easy to spot Lafian and Kythea and Trempel outside of the Witches Society as you head your way back. It's probably about the same. Like, it has been like an awkward 5 minutes with like Common and Trempel just standing there waiting for your friends to turn up. They kind of look at each other like, don't really know what to say or do. It's that awkward moment. And then you see the other three. All right.
Grab your bags, bitches. We're going on a road trip.
What?
Road trip.
Yeah, the desert is not a fun place.
No.
Well, I hope your conversation was fruitful.
Yeah, she says hi.
Oh, good
she
to know.
She's glad you're not dead.
I'm not dead, too. Good to know that she cared that much, at least. All right, so we know where to go. Trempel is going to take us. Yes?
Yeah.
Okay.
I can tell you.
Wait, we found the library?
Yes. Funny enough, you remember that obelisk you described when we were over by Lin Cement?
Son of a bitch.
That's what I was... Yeah. That's the library. Know where to go. Trempel's going to take us. Common's going to come along with us. We're all going to go knowledge shopping, as it were. Also, there's a new person running the Witches Society. I don't like them, but that's besides the point. We'll get to that later.
Yeah, they're interesting. Yep.
There's a lot of... It's a very stubborn gnome. Very stubborn.
Maybe Ama and I should go take care of Ruranwa while you go to the library. It might not last long.
Are you going to go do your trial now?
I don't know there's going to be a trial. Ruranwa's not going to last long. How long do you think that going to the library is going to take? They weren't sure.
Oh, we need to be back same day.
They weren't sure he was going to last the week.
Oh, that's fair.
Is the library going somewhere?
No, the world is, potentially.
Isn't Marnak already there?
Where?
At the library.
Was he going there? V?
Yeah. Remember when he... got that kind of overload and he kind of accidentally hurt us all. After that, he and Elizabeth went off to the library. He had to research something and she said she'd help him learn whatever it is that he needed to get from there.
Oh, I've completely blanked on that part.
And then they kind of went and then Ral and Ema were like, oh no, her dad is not going to be happy with that.
Oh. Why don't you... We should probably find Ema then, really quick, and see what she wants to do. I think I know the answer already, but...
Yeah, let me go find her. I forgot I told her I would just be at the table.
Trempel, right? Yeah. Why don't Trempel and I go... hang out at the monastery and we'll meet you when you figure out what it is, whom of your group are going to come with us.
Sure. Enjoy a drink on me. He passes a gold coin over to Kethia.
Well, I was... okay, I guess I'll go too. yeah, Kethia takes the gold and summarily dismissed goes with the others.
Well, you know, figure at least she can go have a little bit of fun while we're trying to hunt down Ema now.
Yeah, she'll drink and read the book, you know, all the good things. Get to know the other two a little better.
Her drink of choice? This is important. What's Kythia's drink of choice?
Gin.
Really?
Yep.
Okay. I didn't see that coming.
I don't know. You made me pick a booze on the spot. I panicked.
I would have thought maybe
I don't have a character sheet with like favorite booze as a required question.
I would have thought maybe it would have been like a hard cider or something like that.
Nah, gin. I'm writing that down. However, when that comes to bite me in the ass.
It's going to come to bite you in the ass at some point.
Yeah, of course it will. Where are you going to go to look for
Aima.
Sorry, I had to make sure I picked up the right lady.
Down where Bogram is.
You go down to where you saw Bogram last, and it's empty. Neither he nor Aima are there, nor is Athorin. As you kind of look around the barracks, like, you know, Caden gives you directions to say that they saw Aima and Bogram and Athorin, like, leave. They didn't say where they were going. You go up, back up to the surface. Can y'all please take an investigation check?
Ross going to use Teo to fly around and find them.
Okay, then you can roll to normal.
All right, investigation, you said?
Jesus Christ.
Damn it. I almost beat you.
Teo's investigation is not good. I'll just take mine.
Actually, well, the 15, okay. So.
There was at least a 26 and a 28 in this investigation roll off. Yep. Oh my God.
I rolled a 2. I'm nervous.
I don't see them. You see them? What are you talking about? Right there.
I'm nervous now that I can't find them.
Oh my gosh.
I rolled a 7 wisdom save. Is that what I take? Con save? No. 19 con save. I'm okay. Let's go.
You're fine. You're not as panicked as you thought. walking around the town looking for signs of Aima, a heartbeat just before Laffian, Squash notices that Aima and Bogram are in a shop. There is a shop that is kind of new and yet also very familiar at the same time. There is, having just been set up, still things like not out of their boxes properly, signs not painted correctly, but there is a new Carsons, and this is where Aima and Bogram are.
Oh, they moved. Good job. I remember we told them to come here.
Oh, boy.
Oh, goodness.
Rawls, fresh real estate.
Rawls going to sit outside the store and just watch, but he's going to keep a distance because Aima wanted to take care of things, and as long as she's okay, like...
She's clearly okay.
Yeah,
there is a good... There's a good couple of feet between her and Bogram, but they are at least in this shop together.
How is Bogram?
He has a black eye.
Good.
And his nose looks a little disjointed.
Also good. All right, cool.
Minus singe marks.
No Athorin, though.
No Athorin.
All right.
Remind me who Athorin is again.
Aima's dad.
Her father.
Thank you.
And also the Dragonborn.
The one that's supposed to be keeping an eye on Marnak now that Marnak is a hole again.
It's a god. You're in off.
Yeah.
Not doing a very good job.
Do you want to go talk to her?
No, we can wait outside until they're done.
Okay.
I'll look for Athorin. I knew Athorin was gone, right?
No.
No? Okay. I won't look for Athorin.
Oh, you know that Athorin had come up to the surface with these two.
Oh, but we didn't see him down there, huh?
No.
Yeah, I need to find him then. I'll look for him. Yeah, I'll look for Athorin.
Okay. You can take a perception or an investigation check.
He'll fly around with Tia. Which I don't know is any better, to be honest, but I'm just flavoring. So advantage on perception. It's a 12.
You cannot spot a Thorin on a 12.
Damn. Okay.
Walking out of Carson's, Aimer is clearly a little surprised to see you all standing here. Bogram, especially, as he kind of like backs back into the shop a little bit, looking guilty and uncomfortable, as he should, because fuck that guy.
Daggers are being glared from everyone.
Aima says, oh, hello.
And she like leans over and like kisses Ralph's cheek. What do you all doing? Did you manage to get what you needed from Appella?
We got something, I think.
Okay.
Where did the Thorin go?
My father learned from when we got up here, he learned that someone knew how to get to a library. So he went after that because I had to tell him about Monarch. She kind of like shrugged her shoulders.
Oh, so we have to go to the library anyways now, huh?
At least he does. I'm not going.
Do we have to take him?
Laughing, it is his job, and it gets him out of my hair.
Well, who's going to teleport us? Well, don't we have to check on the runway?
We do, and we should do that sooner rather than later.
Why is he run off then?
Thorin, he went to try and see if he could get someone to help us get there, or he's got to go to the library, and he can arrange for someone to come pick us up.
I think we were all going to the library.
Right.
I would like to go, but if there's a choice between getting you to Rama and getting you cured, then let's do that one.
But
at least
Thorin's going to the library.
He can go to the library and we can go to Rama.
Are we leaving from the library or are we leaving from here? I need to know. Probably the library.
If that's where we want to go from, then that's fine. I would like to see the library. It's all over the place, mentioned everywhere. I would love to see it. I would love to learn something from there, but if we can go from there, if we have time. I just don't want to miss our chance with Uroma.
Well, if a Thorin's going there and we need to find a Thorin to go, then we meet him at the library. But I should see if my alchemist friend can help us. I'll go talk to him real quick, but I think we were leaving soon, so I think we were meeting somewhere.
And he just mentions like that kind of without saying what it is and kind of gives a slight eye to Bogram. Like, I don't really want to throw around where we're going or where we're meeting, rather.
Art's we like a fucking stroke.
No, the problem is because you guys are adding people onto the teleportation list, and there's a limit to how many people can be teleported.
Yep. Ah.
I think we just make it, though, because the teleportation spell is the caster and up to 8 people. So we have me, Raul, Zoltana, Squash, Ama, Kythea, Common, Thorin, and the caster.
Trimpel. Mm-hmm. Jesus.
Bang on what you can have.
So we literally just hit the limit.
Guys, mm-hmm. I want to invite Talus. I think this will be a learning experience.
All right, we're leaving your ass here then.
I need my alchemist friend to cure the damn dragon. If we're leaving from here, it's fine if he stays here. But if we're leaving from there, I need him to come with us.
We can't, Neil. We can't. We've hit the limit.
Is the alchemist guy around anymore? I thought he, like, left or something.
No, not Emil. He's talking about the tabaxi.
I guess we have to come back here. I need to take someone with us that can help him.
So, why don't we do this, then? Why don't we all go to the library? Since we all can learn a thing or two from there, I'm sure. And Tremple can bring us back here when we're done, and then we'll go together and go deal with Rowanwa. Because I would like to be there to help you if possible as well.
Okay, I mean, we need to find the Thorin and figure out what
well,
is going on.
If he's going to find the person that knows about the library, that's going to be Carmen, who's already waiting for us, so I assume he's probably just going to end up invariably being where we need to be as well.
We'll probably all end up back at the same place.
We can go to the library if we can leave pretty soon after we get there. I don't want to be too long there. Okay. Just in case.
I just want to make sure we bring someone who can try to help.
There are a couple of alchemists here. There is a guy who set up a new alchemy shop here, and isn't Kythia also an alchemist?
That is correct.
And we have your alchemist friend, the one that came from the many, many thousands of years ago.
Yes, but we can't take him with us to the library, so we have to come back here.
That's the plan. We'll go there, come back here, and then we go to Ruin One.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay.
That being said, before that, I didn't realize we had a new magic shop in town. I've got a little bit of coin to spend.
I had something saved up. Well, let's say that a certain dwarf, and she turns around and stares at Bogrim before she turns back to everyone else, kind of owed me a little bit, so I bought a cloak for me, one of those magic ones, and one for you, Squash, because I don't think the one you're wearing is magic, and I think you might need a little help.
Thank you. Thank you.
I noticed yours had a covered in patches and it has a hole in your shoulder, so I wanted to... Okay. And, Bogrim just, awkwardly walks between you all and just, hand squashes his oversized cloak.
Thank you. You're right, I should replace this old thing.
What color is it?
Well, hold on, what was the color that sent your ass to Cicero?
I think there was magenta.
It was the violet one.
Yeah, violet.
Squash is also a thief, so...
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Dark violet.
Ultraviolet.
Wait, we can't see it. It's invisible.
More ultra violence.
Oh. I'm going in the shop.
I know you are.
Carson, hello. It's been a while. How are you?
Welcome to Carson's. You see that there is a drow man standing there. He has very short, pale purple hair. And he has, really bright amber eyes. He is wearing the traditional uniform of Carson/Austin's. He's still wearing that, but he is definitely not the same person you met before.
No, I'm sorry. I don't think we've met. I was expecting someone else.
It is okay. Whenever you come to Carson's, you meet the face of Carson's. I am actually the Carson's, one and the same. And they reach a hand out to shake yours.
I want
to
get an aura read on that.
Of course
we
you
all
can.
Have the same voice because our name badges magically make us have the same voice.
Are they? Is this actually Carson? The Carson?
You're going to have to do, if that's what you're trying to detect, then I need
Carson.
That's a 23 insight.
This is the Carsons of Carsons.
Oh. Okay. Right. He's going to be like, brush his hands off. Pleasure to make your acquaintance, Laffy and Atherty.
I hear from one of my franchises that you have been a very important customer of ours. Please, take a look around the shop. I apologize for how unprofessional and how unfranchised-like it looks right now, but I absolutely promise you that this will be the best Carson's we have ever had.
I'm looking forward to it.
Right opportunity, right here in Falsum.
I look forward to seeing your full potential.
Oh, what can I do for you all?
We need things and stuff. Good stuff.
I have lots of things and lots of stuff. Please, everybody come in. Apart from the Bogrim. I've heard he's bad things outside. You've already purchased things. But Ava, you can come back.
Before we move on, I'm assuming the cloak I was given was a cloak of protection.
Correct.
All right.
Nice.
Yep, very nice.
That's the good shit.
That's right.
Well, Let's see. What have you got that'll really, really wow us?
It depends what sort of things you're looking for.
This is for my long rest earlier. We forgot to roll for. I did fine.
Oh. Yes, you did.
Yeah.
With that nat 20, Jesus.
Sorry, I like to waste those every now and then.
I think you're also on a
D10 or a D8. I'd like to just make a roll and get those out of the way.
You're on the wrong dice, my dude. You're on the wrong dice.
Shit. Oh, yeah, no, that's the wrong dice. Yeah.
You're right.
Yep.
It's a 10. You're down to what?
You said it was a 10er?
I think it's a 10. Let me double check. Okay.
Ooh.
Uh-oh.
Either way, you survive another night. I need to actually make sure I know these down correctly.
It was real close, though. I rolled a 2. It gave me the 20, but dropped the 0 on me, and that was close. Uh-oh.
Yep, you're on a D10, so it's now a 5. I now need to move your day counter forward one.
I don't know why I remembered that just now. I don't know why I never remember this when we wake up.
So, what sort of things can I get for you? Are you looking for armor to replace some of the non-existent armor some of you are wearing? Perhaps magical boots, a ring, or things to help you see in the dark? Perhaps magical trinkets that contain a very powerful spells? Or perhaps you have something to offer me?
I have things I may offer to you, depending on pricing of other things.
Of course, of course.
Let's see.
You must be Zoltana Thunderheart.
I am.
One of my franchise employees told me that you did them as they phrase it, a solid by giving them your blood.
Yes, I did do that. I did. I did give my blood to somebody.
Yep.
I would like to thank you for that. They are in the process of creating a very magical item, which would not be the same without your contribution. So. I wish to say thank you personally from the Carson's family to you.
You're welcome.
What magical item?
Yes.
They are creating a ring.
Ring of Spellstorm, if I recall correctly.
Oh, right,
yes.
Right.
Something very much along those lines.
I have a very good memory sometimes. Sometimes. let's see. Who here needs things? Let's see. Rol, you've got a cloak. Zoltana, you've got one. Squash, you have one now. You've got a weapon. Zoltana, you have a weapon.
I cannot wait until the moment you try to send give this man a piece of paper that says, Bill, my father.
No.
Give actual Carson an IOU.
No. Rol, everything is... Don't need a weapon there. I don't use weapons. Ema, you've got a terrifying weapon. Oh, no.
Where did you get that?
I got it just before I meant to meet with Bogram. I had to go out of town to get it, but I thought it might save my life. I guess I was wrong.
Squash is wearing a non-magical armor, and that's literally the only weak link in Squash right now, I think.
That's a good point.
Rol, I think, is damn near the limit on magical items that I could carry.
You just stack the shit out of him on magic items.
We needed
we just
to.
Trying to keep him alive.
I've got Belt of Protection, a Cloak of Protection.
Uh-huh.
And
yep. The cloak.
Your two cloak, fist belt. Thingies.
Mm-hmm. And the dark vision ring. Damn.
Yes.
Yep.
If there is armor, we could arrange armor for the young man. What sort of thing are you looking for? Some sort of glamour where you constantly look just amazing, exactly like me and my employees? Or are you looking for something a little bit more subtle? I don't really know what to read on you.
Oh, Squash was giving him like a deadpan face ever since he went from the young man comment. He's like, subtle. Yeah.
What do you mean?
More sneaking armor is what he's insinuating. Armor for the sneaky sort.
Right.
Of perhaps the studded armor leather the variety.
If you want basic studded armor, I can get you that. If you want something more magical, you might need to be a little bit more specific.
Well, Squash, if it's for you, what would you want? What do you want out of your armor?
I want to be kept safe. I want to be kept hidden. My current armor is fine. It's just not magical in any way.
What to do? I could give you studded armor with additional magical protection, or I could give you leather with a little extra spell stored inside of it. Yeah, make you completely invisible to the naked eye.
No. Studded sound better. I think magic... wait. No, it could be. You bastard.
Perhaps there is something else that you are interested in. You seem to be having a hard time.
Ra wants to try something.
Oh, no. Well, why?
Just while y'all are
why
talking.
Why would you come to my shop and do this to me?
While y'all are talking.
Touching things.
While Ra is thinking about it, it's his own things, thank you. But he does want to see if his magical knuckle dusters, he wants to put it around the tip of his tail and see if it'll form into like a cuff. So that he can, like, swing with his tail and use one of the dusters. And so wear one on his hand and then one is a cuff.
Sure. Why the fuck not? Sure.
Okay. Well, he's...
Yes.
He looks...
It's going to take some practice, but yes, you could do that.
Okay. He looks shocked that that worked and that it forms into one thing instead of being five... holds for your fingers.
Yep.
And he's
just
like wiggle
it towards your tail and it reforms. It's magic, so.
Yeah, he's just like tapping it on the ground and testing the weight out of it, but he's clearly excited that he found something out that was magic on his own.
Oh, that is a very interesting piece you have there. They come as a pair, do they not?
He like waves the hand with the other one on it as he's like messing
with them. I could offer you a very reasonable rate if you would like to trade them in.
I think he needs those.
No, someone important gave these to me, so no, I'm okay. Thank you.
Sentimental, priceless. And you see he does like the air quotes. well, everything has a price eventually. Okay.
Squash?
Well, just bear that in mind the day you're finished.
Squash, you could also go for something that lets you see in the dark, since I think you're actually the only one now who can't see in the dark.
I actually... can for a limited time.
Oh, all right.
Yeah, I saw the Eye of Winter and it...
Oh, yes, I forgot about that.
Yeah.
You got dark vision and I can see with my eyes closed.
Yeah. This is a pretty cool ability. No, I just want to be safe. Your magical studded armor, that sounds great.
Okay, well, I can get you one of those. Do you want the best possible magical enchantment, or is your price range a little lower?
I don't know what that...
What are the standing prices?
Well, the standard prices are something like 1,000, 2,000, and 3,000 gold.
Sultana, you're going to have to bleed for us.
Ain't happening again, buddy.
I really don't want to trade in the anti-spider trinket because I feel like that's going to come in handy someday.
Why are we intending to piss off Molth?
No, I'm intending to piss off V, and V's going to throw a spider at us, and then I'm going to whip the trinket out and be like, "No, no, no."
These are rock spiders. Ha ha ha.
They only have six legs. Well, actually, it doesn't count.
I could allow you to have this for a exchange of information, or perhaps you could find something for me and I could give this to you. And he's looking at Squash.
Yeah, what are you looking for?
I don't want this permanently. I just need to borrow one. And unfortunately, they're very, very difficult to get a hold of. I am looking for an alchemist stone. I want to be able to create something, but I need one.
No.
Laughing is turning
around and staring at Squash and just deadpan. No.
I just need to borrow it. I need to create a thing.
It's just temporary, Balance.
Mm. No. 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 I will pay for it. No.
Okay.
Laughing turns around back to the counter.
We know where another one of those is.
We're not. No. Uh-uh.
Just throwing it out there. Just putting it on the table.
I will offer you 850 gold right now.
I will not accept.
Really?
Really? I don't know why you won't allow me to borrow this stone. I mean, it's very difficult to find in the first place.
For good reason.
Like what?
We're not going into that.
And I'm not going into it either.
What do you need it for?
I need to create something. The ring that I mentioned. To restore something that powerful. We need a powerful focus.
Let's do an inside.
Yep.
I'm not good at those. I still rolled 20.
A natural 20.
Okay.
Hey, I still beat you with a 24.
Ah, you bitch.
Fucking at 20.
Fuck you in a nat 20. Both of you being over 20. He is lying about something, but you can't tell exactly what.
Do we know that you need... Yeah, we know that you need a Philosopher's Stone to create a web of creation.
That's why I deadpan was like, no.
Yeah. No, I sometimes forget what information has passed from Kino to Discora.
yeah, y'all would know this.
Yeah. The fact that Squash kind of picks up a slight lie in his tone, Squash is just kind of like, no. I don't think it would do any good to give that to you.
And it is okay. I can find alchemist stone somewhere else. I'm sure that other people will be happy to go find it. Not a problem.
Sure.
So, talking about these armors, what kind of armor are you looking for? The slightly less magical one or the more magical one?
The 1,000 gold one was the offer I was making.
Okay. 1,000 gold? Unless you have something else to trade.
I have shit to trade, but I haven't identified it yet because I got too busy reading last night.
You should have told me,
nerd!
I can identify.
You can?
Of course. No point being a magical trader or a vendor if you do not know the things you are being given and if they are real. I've had many people try to pass off illusions as reality.
Oh.
Oh, there's a trick in the book?
Well, can you tell me what this does? Squash is going to bring out the weird magical amulet.
What weird magical amulet?
From the prison.
Oh, right!
Ooh,
yes.
Shit.
Goddamn! You pull out the magical amulet and they say... Oh, I do not even need to identify for that. That is that's a bracelet of magic suppression. It can be used on the most powerful of creatures and wizards.
Okay, and it goes back into a pocket. That seems important.
That is not something you put on the average everyday person or elf, no offense, or dwarf. Most of the other ones that are easily available, for example, the ones at the prison, they're for low-level magic users. This is more inclined with, like, your masters or any, like, very powerful magical beings, like phoenixes, for example.
Okay.
Huh. I could happily trade you the armor for that.
Mm-hmm. I'm pretty sure you would, and that's not going to happen.
Okay. Does there an offer?
Amulet of Magical Suppression. Enter.
What are y'all even doing?
Well, we're abusing his goodwill. Squaws is then going to get out the two drinks from the mirror world.
Oh, goodness.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, goodness. I love how you don't trust this man, but you keep bringing out your valuable things in front of him.
Oh, yeah. Good luck stealing it from Squash.
Yeah, right.
Please hand them over for 10 minutes so I can identify
If he steals anything from us, I'm placing every item in here he owns in the stalking plan.
Okay, that's actually a really funny idea.
Okay. Let me go and have a look. Let me open Squash's nightmare. That's what the fuck I have in here.
Guys, each of these identifies takes 10 minutes and we need to leave.
Mm. I don't trust this guy anymore. Did I write in the rest of the world?
The other Carsons I liked more. This one I don't like.
Well, he just asked for something specific and you immediately said no. What is he going to do about it?
He asked for the shady thing.
Yeah, but are you surprised that the powerful magic guy is looking for powerful magic things that might have, like, shade?
I'm concerned
uses.
About the fact that he is asking us specifically, this particular group of people, to go get him the thing that we happen to have in arm's reach that can also
literally
do the bad thing.
Literally in Squash's bag of holding.
Do, 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 do.
Do, 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 do. Okay. He brings the wine and looks at it and he says, this is a very powerful healing potion. Oh. If you are to use this on somebody who is unconscious, for example, and you are to break the glass, some of your vitality would bleed into them and they would come back straight back up.
Oh.
It also restores magic if they have any.
That's good. Mm-hmm. All right. Let's add that.
Where did you get this?
Just from a different plane of existence, ruled and controlled by the God of Death. But that's not a biggie, now is it?
What? I have a lot of interesting people passing through my store today. This is incredible. And this other one.
Yeah.
This other one, this mead. Mm-hmm. You can use this as a potent poison. It induces paralysis, poison. You can also use it on the dead, but I wouldn't advise it.
What?
Necromancy.
The mead. Yes, indeed. This mead is quite dark magic. I would be very wary of having it around those with the necromantic arts. They would be after you for this. Piece of free advice. Don't advertise you have this, please.
Thank you.
As they're casting Identify, you also see them, like, the way that Demi's eyes roll when she's casting Detect Magic, you can see, like, the flashing across, and he's clearly looking at each of you in turn with this magical eye on. Mm. Oh, you have already been through it, huh?
What do you mean?
Well, there are two of you with the Eye of Winter and the Eye of Summer. One of you who is one foot in the grave, and the other is, well, I already knew this, a goddess to be. Now I understand your hesitation.
Well, don't leave Aima out. Compliment her as well. You can ignore Bogren.
Aima, Well, yes. From what I've heard, Bogram is an asshole. So. Well. So, 1,000 gold? I won't charge you for the identify this time around.
How did you know?
The next time.
How did you know about them and then you mentioned me?
You. I look at you and I see death and necromancy all over you.
Necromancy. I can't do it. Can't do the magic.
I'm sorry. I should probably be a little bit more specific.
Raw does illusions.
That's not necromancy, though. I can't do that.
No. I'm sorry. I perhaps wasn't quite so specific. If you mind. And he like reaches over and taps the back of your neck. And he says,
That spot,
you have a mark here.
Raul's probably been scratching that dumb spot since he's been back. Too.
Yes. This one here, it marks you as something death-related. It's like a warlock mark, but a little bit different.
Oh, miracle.
Yes. That would make sense for the aura I am seeing around this. None of the other of you have warlock marks or anything of the such, so. Well, apart from you, Sue, but that's again a blessings of the world.
Yeah. I'm sorry, Carson. I don't think we can do business with you.
Why not? Do you not have 1,000 gold?
No, because you're a liar.
I lied about one thing. I can't give away everything. This is a negotiation. I'm sure you have not told me the truth about everything either.
All right, we have other places we need to be. Laffin's just going to reach into the bag of holding, pull out the bag filled with 480 gold worth of crushed sapphire. then he's going to pull out 20 platinum pieces. So that's 200 plus 480, so that's 680. So that would be... So he's going to pull out another 220 gold and just put that on the counter and say 900 gold right now. We take the Alma, we leave.
Roll a persuasion check.
9.
I'm sorry, you're going to have to throw something in a little bit more.
What about my darkness ring?
We're not selling any of your things, Roll.
I can see dark.
I think they want to keep you alive.
I can see dark with Tia, though.
Yeah, but you're not capable of fighting in that kind of form yet. No, it's fine. It's fine. I've got the cloak. I'm sure it's going to be fine.
All right. Never mind then. Scoops money back into the bag. The sapphires and everything.
Do we need 100 gold? I have 100 gold.
No, it's fine. It's fine. We'll just be on our way then.
Just steal it from him. Nope. I am not stealing for Carson and Carson's.
Come on. Carson of Carson's.
Okay, well, should you ever need it, come back to Carson's. I will have them, it set on the side. And of course, I will have many, many more items for you to view when you come back. Unfortunately, stock is a little limited while it's not on the shelves.
I think we fuck off.
Yep.
Okay.
Well, that was a waste of time.
Fuck this place.
Yeah.
Our other experience was very good with those places, but that guy was an asshole.
Was he?
Was he? Or were you guys just kind of being dicks?
No, like, he was... We're in the middle of the apocalypse and you start asking for very specific things like that.
That's exactly... No. I think you are very, very overly paranoid about things.
If you trusted him with the blood to make the damn ring, then why didn't you trust him with the thing to finish making the damn ring?
And the remnants of a god. You did also give over Carson's, not the Carson's, but Carson's. You also had over remnants of a god and the blood of a goddess in training.
Yeah,
off as trustworthy. This guy straight up didn't.
You trusted him with the slingshot, but you didn't trust him with stones.
I don't see why he wasn't trusted. You know what, Balance? I'll trust you because you're like more of a people person than I am, but he seemed fine to me. I think you were overreacting to things.
He was giving off an aura that said otherwise.
Whatever, let's go to the library.
Yes, let's go to the library. Books don't give me lies. Well, that's not true. Books don't lie.
That is definitely not true. I have read many books that are full of nothing.
Okay,
but
the
lies.
Person who's doing the lying is not there to lie to my face.
I'd rather they lie to my face. At least they show they have enough.
I always said that when if we ever got you back, I knew we were going to get along. I appreciate you. Let's go.
Okay. Bereft of any cool things except some cloaks, y'all make your way towards the monastery.
Ahoy, hoy. Thanks for listening to this episode. Yeah, V threw a bit of a curveball at me with the whole Carson and Carson thing. I don't know how I feel about that. We're gonna have to find out how that goes, though, later. But I'm gonna try to keep this quick, so I'm just gonna say thank you, Holly, for voice acting Komen, as always. I wanna say thank you to Ivor, our most recent patron. And I wanna say thank you to Emily for the awful, awful name Popoto, which is probably gonna haunt my nightmares for some reason. If you want to interact with us, talk to us, or anything fun like that, just join us on any social media. We're active on Facebook, we're active on Twitter, and we have a really, really active Discord. So join us wherever you want to join us if you want to talk to us. And stick around, and you will hear a pretty fucking cool ad for Broadcast 13. Thank you so much. Have a great day. Bye.
How many toes does Lindgren have?
10.
Dun, dun, dun.
See, but that's boring. It'd be more interesting if you said 9 or 11.
Nope.
He's going to have less than 10 when I'm done with him. I'm not
saying
how many.
Listen,
that was the answer I was waiting for.
I'm not saying I'm not going to kill him. And I'm also not saying that he's going to have any toes left. I'm not saying how many that he's going to have. I'm just saying it's less than 10.
His toes are always in his boots. Schrodinger's toes.
Who's Schrodinger?
You don't know. You just don't know how many toes he has.
Well, I'm surprised you know about the ancient elven philosopher Schrodinger.
Hi, it's Sean Jaffe. I'm a game master. Are you a fan of tabletop gaming? Have you been wanting to game more but don't have the time or inclination to write a whole campaign? You can call us at Broadcast 13. We here at Broadcast 13 are tabletop gaming professionals with extensive experience in writing and running games. We are prepared to write a custom campaign for you. We can run it all. Dungeons & Dragons, Masks, Star Wars, Dungeon World, World of Darkness, Pathfinder, Fate, Remembrex, you name it. One of our experienced GMs can run it for you.
Hi, I'm Craig.
I'm Thorne.
I'm Emerson.
I'm Casey.
And we are here to GM for you. Check this out at broadcast13.com. That's broadcast-13.com. Let me and my friends bring your game to life.
Hey there, it's Rachel Ballinger, and I am extremely excited to invite you to Rachel Uncensored. It's my podcast where I sit down and get real with my friends and celebrity guests, where we talk about all sorts of topics. And sometimes we might be under the influence when we do so. We cover things from personal stories to hot button issues. And it's the only place on the internet you can find an uncensored version of me. It's a side of me that you might not have seen before because it's not the most family or brand friendly. But don't worry, I'm still sort of slightly a decent human being. If you're intrigued, then make sure you check it out. New episodes drop every Wednesday. You can find it on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. Trust me, you won't want to miss out on the fun and candid conversations we have here on Rachel Uncensored.